This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his land was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, well, Facebook admits to coordinating with state governments to shut down anti-lockdown protests and to shut down 5G protests. And a shutdown forced inoculation protest. Wow. The very definition of fascism, the government coordinating with corporations to silence and suppress the people. But it's okay, because Mark Zuckerberg is liberal and helps work with authoritarian states to shut down their people, just like all the rest of big tech that are the real enemies of America and humanity today. Like the virus, an invisible, spying, controlling, manipulating enemy. And, of course, The View is out there at the same time saying anybody protesting, anybody out there, why, you're terrorist, you're all suspect. The UN's come out and said that you'll never go back to the way it was. It's a new way of living directed by the World Health Organization. Who? Who runs it? Unelected group called The Who. Isn't that interesting? Here's Joy Behar.
Right. These people are being egged on by right-wing media and people like Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh. And why are you bringing guns to a rally? You want to call yourself protesters? Leave your guns home. Those are terrorists who bring guns to things, to rallies. I don't trust that at all. And don't listen to these people. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
What did Thomas Jefferson say? And it was paraphrased in V for Vendetta. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. We have corporate globalist government and blue city government and blue state government allied with the World Health Organization, unelected authoritarians, directed by the Chi-Coms, openly taking action against free humanity right now. And saying, oh, it's not just Alex Jones that's censored now. No, it's people that want to exercise their First Amendment in the streets. And Zuckerberg has said those that demonstrate will be deleted off Facebook. All the money, time you spent promoting it, all the connections you made, all the spying they did on you, all the illegal selling of your data. They're going to keep all that, but not even let you communicate with people. And now they're seizing control of regular telecommunications, and they're announcing people that call friends and family and talk bad about the New World Order. AI is now listening to your phone calls. This is in the news. And they're going to suspend your phone service. They're already in the apps. I told you a year ago, soon they'll be in the apps of the text messages saying, oh, we're not going to let you send things like Corona came out of a Chinese lab. That is verboten. Forbidden. Doesn't matter if the Nobel Prize winner that discovered HIV says it. Does it matter if the major Indian institutes say it? Does it matter if it's a fact? Does it matter if it comes out in documents? Zuckerberg, Sugar Mountain, says, you keep your damn mouth shut. The Harvard Mafia runs your life. Of course, he tried to take thousands of acres of tribal ceremonial land, the best part of Kauai, and the natives told him to go to hell. He was unable to steal it. So if we just act like the natives and have a little fight in us politically and say no, he'll roll over like a big, fat, dead fish in the ocean, metaphysically, politically, and bloat out, rot out, and sink. You think that little bug-eyed demon can defeat us? Not if we're aware of his evil. Who does he work for? That's right, he works for Bill Gates on record. He's another globalist deep state front man, carrying out eugenics against you and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
David Icke was on yesterday, one of the most powerful interviews he's ever done with us, if not the most powerful. He described it perfectly. He said, yeah, we've all known about Bill Gates involved in world government, implantable microchips to buy and sell, forced inoculation, depopulation, eugenics, Club of Rome, Georgia Guidestones, Bilderberg Group. But now suddenly the door closes and click, we're locked in the room with him and he is in command. And I'll lay that out next segment, how he is in command. But the full David Icke interview is on NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. David Icke emergency broadcast. Humanity at the crossroads. We the people. Now, I came into the office a few hours ago, and I was talking to Rob Dew. He's putting a piece together, one of my compadres, and he said, man, look at this. This is from that show V 5 years ago, the reboot, about an alien invasion. They pose like they're humans. And in a vaccine, they put a digital ink in you that tracks your location. Bill Gates patented that 3 months ago with patent number 2020. 060606. And then it ties to another patent with 666 at the end of it. And it's just, what a gangs, low-level white supremacist gangs, Hispanic gangs, black gangs, why do they tag things with their symbols, MS-13, you name it? Well, that's because they're tagging them. Gangs always leave a card. Why would special operations would kill and assassinate people they knew were Viet Cong, or thought were in Vietnam, why would they leave the ace of spades in their mouth? Well, as a calling card. And so, not just on this patent, on a bunch of them, it's 666. And then it's a world government with a digital liquid chip in you so you can't get it out of your body. And you've got to have it to buy and sell, but the first level is, oh, you got to have it to prove you're safe from COVID-19. You have the antibodies. You've had the inoculation. And then, oh, by the way, it's a perfect system to buy and sell now. And, oh, when you use it, we're giving you free cryptocurrency. Bill Gates has announced it in the white papers, in the reports, in the prospectus to shareholders that, oh, by the way, how do they get kids to go play these video games where you have to buy gold or buy silver to fight in the game? It's online. You go play. You've got to buy weapons to fight. You've got to buy things. You have to put money in to get that. Well, now, how do they sell it to kids? They go, oh, sign up to play Goblin Killer or, you know, Dragon Slayer or whatever these games are called online. And you pay for the weapons in the virtual reality. But they'll give you, they'll say, 100 gold coins to sign up now for free. But they know once you use the 100 gold coins, you're going to put the credit card in or swipe your chip. It's like crack dealers or heroin dealers, famously, you know, in the 50s or 60s would go to elementary schools. They would go to middle schools and they'd say, here's some pills. They'd get you addicted and they'd say, now go rob your mom's jewelry and I'll give you more. And that's called priming the pump. And so our children are having their pump primed with these video games where parents wake up and look at their credit card at the end of the weekend. There's a $2,000, $3,000, $10,000 bill sometimes. One time my mother didn't know how this worked, like 8, 9 years ago with her iPhone. And my son, who was like 9 years old then, he said, can I play this dragon game? I forget the name of it, somewhere you kill dragons. And she goes, yeah. She didn't know it was tied to her credit card, and it was a $600 bill that she got a few weeks later. Again, let me explain this, and I know you already know all this. You go get this for the vaccine. It's really a nanotech tracker system. People do it because they want to be safe from COVID-19. They've been fear-mongered about that it'll be for over a year until they, quote, give you the vaccine. Gates already has patented, already ready. It's all admitted. With the digital ink, it's nanotech. And then everybody's like, shut up. I don't want to hear it. I just want to be safe. By the way, I got $1,000 on my credit on this. And at first, they admit it's going to be a new cryptocurrency. It's going to explode when you've got it. Oh, I'm a crypto baron. My $1,000 I first got, I didn't spend it. It's worth $5 million now. And you're in. You're caught. It's over. It's done. And that's the plan. How diabolical. You take the digital chip under ID 2020, Bill Gates' public plan, patent number 2020-060606. It tracks everywhere you go. That's why they need the 5G and the satellites. And if you do the task exactly as they say, you get more credits put on there. Oh, the fun part about the vaccine is you get a bank account and money. Oh, and no one can steal it. Because the old problem is thieves might cut the chip out. This just goes into your body. Most of it stays in the spot, but some is smaller nanotech. It drifts and gets into other places. So even if you cut your arm off, you still have the mark in your body. And I've noticed something. All these fake Christian churches and online fake Christians are attacking me right now, going, Jones, don't listen to him. He plays rock and roll. He's of the devil. Why, this isn't the mark of the beast. Everything's okay. The mark is actually this or that. Open world government, 666 the patent, tracking everywhere you go to buy and sell, money of a man, let he of understanding reckon the number, it's the number of a man, in your body, money, making you the currency, and tracking your body activity. He's got all the patents together with his tracking system, with the chip, under the skin that does it. It's two different patents that go together. But don't worry, the churches are there to say, don't listen to him. Bill Gates is a man of the Lord. And you need to take it and be safe. Like Kenneth Copeland said last week, he said, yeah, I'm the name of, and I won't say it, I demand this virus die, and I demand a vaccine now, Lord. Unbelievable. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the really huge announcements. The UN has announced that you will, quote, never go back to normal, a new way of life. You will have to have a tracker chip. You will have to have your cell phone to even leave your home. It is official. I will read you the world government masters telling you how to live your life. Unbelievable. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot impress upon you enough that 10 weeks ago, we've never seen food sales the level they were. And now our great sponsor has caught up on the orders. They're actually ahead of schedule. They've gotten out almost everybody's orders. They had to stop for 2 weeks a month ago to get caught up and to open some more factories and to secure more food. They've got it ready to ship to you. And now we're seeing substantive food sales. But let me just say something. I said you need this in case they implode the economy. You need this unless the globalists get their way and are able to keep a continual shutdown going. Now I'm telling you, you absolutely need it, because we're going to have a depression now pretty much for certain. How bad it's going to be is if Trump can, and if we can wake up and say no to this and get past the brainwashing and the fear and get things reopened. Now, again, it's 10, 15, 20, 30 times lower than what they said. They're still saying nothing can reopen. They're trying to block the president. You need to get your storable food now while you still can, at 4 or 5 times cheaper than what you're going to get in grocery stores. Super high quality. It funds this operation. I would get your orders in now for the breakdown of civilization and society, and then live off the food and things you can get as things unravel and unfold. Hopefully they turn around. I'd say about a 70% chance we're going into hell itself in the next 6 months to a year. I mean, it's very sad, but I would get your food now. I would get your orders in now, because it's going to take months and months and months for this to unravel. But you're going to start seeing total breakdown and civil unrest right around the election, which is the globalist plan to try to drive Trump for power. So now is the time to get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. The other big dealers don't have food. They're lying to you. We do. It takes a few weeks to get it out to you, but we have the food. It's being packaged. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com and get stocked up on the supplements and other high-quality products you need as well, because who knows how long InfoWars will be here. I mean, I'm serious. And we ship the day after your order comes in on the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a little bit of a wait on the food. Stay with us.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Told you, like I did 5 years ago, that they would release a deadly virus, lock down civilization, come out with a vaccine that had tracker ink in it, digital nanotech that would then control how you could buy or sell. What if I told you the unelected UN, working closely with the communist Chinese, would cover up the release of the virus? And that Nobel Prize winner would come out and say, we've scanned the virus, it's man-made. That top Indian institutes come out and say, we've scanned the virus, it's man-made. Top U.S. institutes, we've scanned the virus, it's man-made. Now, there's a big paradox here between people like David Knight, Mike Adams, David Icke, and others who argue with each other and get mad at each other over different angles of this, when it's completely normal with the government and the media that's been caught lying to us so much over and over again to question everything, and that's healthy, and you should do it. I don't agree with David Icke that virus science isn't basically real. But 95% of what he's saying I can prove and know is right, and he has a lot of courage, and so I loved having him on. We don't have one view like CNN or MSNBC and then parrot it. Mike Adams thinks, you know, that we need to take all these precautions and the virus is much worse than what we're even hearing. And, you know, I think that's a little extreme, but I still understand his point of view. David thinks it's all super exaggerated and that we're giving up our freedom via a bunch of hysteria. Everybody's right in their own way. But what we do know is this. They're counting every death from a car wreck, gunshot wounds, suicide, drug overdose, cancer, you name it. This is admitted, by the way. I've had family ask me, is it really true they're counting every death, that when someone tests positive for it as that? I said, yes. And is it true that most of the tests are for common cold, that most people have, quote, genetic material from? It's not an antibody test. It's a test showing you've been in contact with cold viruses. The damn things are everywhere. They're on the surface of counters. They're in the food you eat. They're everywhere. If you had an electron microscope and looked at the table I'm sitting at, there's millions of them right here. So it is a hoax, ladies and gentlemen, that they said there'd be 5 million dead and then 2 million dead. Well, if you lock everything down for just 2 weeks, you'll only have 1 million dead. And then we lock down for months, and there's 30,000 dead. 40,000 dead. So that's how this operates. Yes, the virus is real. How deadly it is, you can discuss all day. But it's being used to selectively shut down our economy, irrevocably creating a Great Depression, and to drive populists and nationalists out of power, and to discredit capitalism, which is the globalist deep state Cloward and Piven plan, that they can't beat capitalism. Authoritarianism, fascism, and communism can't outcompete capitalism. And so they've got to destroy capitalism with a race war or a famine or a plague. And that's what they say they'll do, or by bankrupting the country with so much welfare. That's Cloward and Piven. And you're living the admitted attempted takedown, and no matter what the president does and no matter how much the projections are off, they still blame him because America was the target of this from the beginning. So people ask me, well, Alex, you can't have it both ways. You can't say this is a bioweapon, but that it's not as deadly as they're saying, and that shutting things down is a hoax. Well, of course I can. If you're coming out with something that is the common cold, but souped up so you own the mutation of it, which Bill and Melinda Gates do, you then know the trajectory of what it's going to really do, and then you can own all of the responses and the vaccines and the antibodies to this new thing that's going to be bigger than the flu every year and with us, a souped up cold, so it does kill more people than the regular cold. And that's why it's manufactured. That's why it's a bioweapon, so they can patent it, which they have, so they own it. And it's come out. Bill Gates 2 years ago patented a chimera of this. They transferred it to China. And I predicted 3 months ago that they will then, as soon as we don't go forward with a lockdown, they will release more deadly strains in the United States and Europe. And that's exactly what's been announced. China has come out and said, oh my gosh, dozens, 30, 40, 50, hundreds of new strains, even more deadly. Shut down, shut down. And they've gotten the suits out and show people being welded in again. They go, America, do this. You're not opening. And of course, there's camera crews, and that's fake. They're, it's a real virus, but for the WHO, who's in trouble, who's been caught launching it, China's saying, okay, you're right, don't open again. Because people want to wait. China reopens, shouldn't we? Oh, no, no, you don't reopen. Look, we've got deadly new strains. It's a permanent way of life. Sorry, the vaccine's 2-3 years out. You're going to be locked up until you get a digital blood scan that shows you've already had it on your phone, and then that means you can go outside and do things. And now the president said that the WHO gives orders to governments through big tech to decide who's safe to go out in public and who isn't. China executes you if you put a video out they don't like. They shot all these videos that were the worst acting I've seen since watching third graders do Peter Pan. You ever been to a third grade school thing of Peter Pan? They're better actors than this. Almost all of it was staged. You'll have two or three people fall down together in the street at the same time. The welding shut. It was fake. It was garbage. Almost all of it was not real. But to create the hysteria, that's a psyop. 90% of war, the Pentagon will tell you, in the modern age, is psychological. And so there were some deaths. They use it to shut down Taiwan. They use it to shut down China. It is a manufactured virus. It does have the HIV delivery system. It is something that keeps coming back. Now, that's the thing. It's killing really old people and people that are really sick. No young people, which is unheard of. Viruses always kill young people more than old people because they have new immune systems and freak out and you have an autoimmune response. This thing is so alien, it's not even hitting kids. But it's mutating in the body and attacking the testicles. And so, here's the facts. It's going to keep mutating. I've looked at this closely. It's designed to mutate. It's five different viruses together at least. They've already tested in labs how it's going to mutate. And that's why they say, oh, get ready, it'll be worse soon. And now they're admitting it because it's going to chew your testicles off. I mean, that's what Bill Gates wants to do. And he wants to reduce your fertility. So everybody's saying viruses don't exist and saying nothing's coming. You're dead wrong. It's far worse than you think. And by next year, it'll be 1,000 mutations in, and we're going to find out what they really got inside this thing. But they're coming for your fertility. They're coming for your balls.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And every everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com and NewsWars.com are the main sites. Bandai Video has the live feeds and so much more. And we're on a lot of different AM and FM stations. Now, I really want to go to a very, very special report here that I just filed. It's on Bandai Video. I hope that you really, really will share it. And then I'm going to get into Facebook and others coordinating with government to ban anybody on Facebook that dares try to protest. So total direct violation of what you do in the real world on the ground, exercising your right to peaceably assemble for a redress of grievances. That's the big law of the land, all being overrun because America didn't defend people's rights like yours truly. And it is so incredibly dangerous, the definition of fascism. Facebook reached out to state governments and said, do you want this banned? Give us legal authority to do it, which the states didn't have. And the states, it turns out, told them, don't do it. But they still did and claimed they were operating as the states. So this is true fascism, the very, very definition of it in spades. So I will be out there this Saturday. Owen Schroer will be out there this Saturday in Austin, Texas. And that's all important. But we launched a nationwide movement that everybody can get involved in. You can sign the petition. You can sign up to get updates. We're going to coordinate other groups nationally, try to create a focal point. We're going to be updating the site a lot. We're very, very excited about it. Can'tCloseAmerica.com, can'tCloseAmerica.com, and TimeToOpen.com. Here's the report.
Half the planet is under house arrest, one of the most extreme forms of martial law. And we're told it's all being done because of COVID-19 and the United Nations, the WHO, the UN, the very groups that overestimated the death toll 10, 20, 30 times in all their graphs. Now tell us we've got to stay permanently locked down and take forced inoculations and have embedded digital chips to buy and sell and have forced inoculations to ever be able to go out and leave our homes again. This isn't some far-off mark of the beast tyranny that's coming. It's here, hitting us like a Mack truck running over a family. What can we do to fight this? How can we resist it? And how can we turn the tide against this worldwide medical tyranny takeover? TimeToOpen.com is not just a place for Americans to demand our basic freedoms and common sense and a right to live and a right to travel. It's also a place for people around the world to begin to organize with petitions and plans of legal, lawful, peaceful, direct action. This site, TimeToOpen.com, is the web portal where the people of not just the United States but the world are already beginning to organize to take action. I'm personally launching can'tcloseamerica.com. That is a subsection on the site for Americans across the country to organize now while there's still time. Because there's not much more time until the depression that's already begun here and worldwide becomes irrevocable and extremely deep. The UN's own numbers admit that 500 million people are now on the edge of starvation and that several million more are already starving to death right now and will die because of the global shutdown. And that's a central point not being raised by President Trump, not being raised by the Democrats, and not being raised by other governments and populations around the world. That in the first world, you might lose your house, you might go bankrupt, you might not have money all the time to buy as much food as you'd like, but it's still not a death sentence like it is in many areas of Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. That's right. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times more people die every year of starvation in the world that have died of COVID-19 in the last 4 months. And that number is set to expand wildly because when the first world shuts down, the third world collapses and tens of millions more die. And the very UN, the very WHO that worked with Communist China and the Wuhan lab to cover up its leak and to cover up that it was spreading are now our bosses directing how long the shutdown must be and that we all have to take forced inoculations to prove we're good people. They're the same ones that are now starting to try to raise money to ship food in to the millions their policies are starving to death. The corporate media that gets its marching orders from the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation makes you think it's about millions of people people out of work and thousands of businesses closing their doors, in many cases permanently. And that's bad. But it's really about fundamental basic rights to travel and to have businesses and to communicate that have been hard fought in the last 1,000 years being erased overnight. There are a lot of other great grassroots organizations that are starting up around the United States and the world saying, hey, we have a right to work. We're essential. Why are big corporations allowed to stay open? This is vertically integrating the economy. This is a corporate takeover. And all of that is true. That's only one layer. Beneath it is the medical tyranny to forcibly inoculate you. And Bill Gates admits that hundreds and hundreds of thousands will get sick and many will die from his vaccine, and that it might not even protect you. Then you find out Bill Gates and his foundations are pushing for this to establish a planetary private corporate government that controls every facet of your life, and that within the vaccine that he's proposing and has patents for, a digital ink tattoo, ID 2020 with MIT, is put under your skin that shows you can go outdoors and have a job, and that will be used as the global government currency with a cryptocurrency. This isn't coming. This is here. This isn't revelations 2,000 years ago. This is unfolding now. So it's a lot bigger than just opening small businesses. It's a lot bigger than just being able to go to the park or go back to school. This is about a fundamental globalist revolution against humanity. And the other organizations out there don't understand this. This is about a criminal, corporate, authoritarian world government takeover. So here on this side, we are going to have videos and articles from around the world showing the resistance. We're going to spotlight the resistance here in the United States. We're going to put up our own petitions. We're going to post other people's petitions and make it a clearinghouse for people to come and to share information. Because on Facebook, Twitter, Google, and other platforms, they are banning anyone that questions this in any way. Because again, we're not just losing our freedom to move, we're losing our freedom to speak. And so that's why we've established these news sites and organizations, so that the people have a chance to fight back against this. That's why the globalists fought so hard to get me off the air in the last few years ahead of this, because I laid out their actual plan in my film Endgame 14 years ago, showing their own documents how they premeditatedly had all this prepared. And I told the world that Bill Gates would lead the world government movement for the implantable microchip, forced inoculation, and the digital currency. And now it's here. But because of listeners and viewers supporting our organization, we're still on air, though we have been badly bloodied. But that's okay. Being the tip of the spear is about taking responsibility for yourself and humanity and standing up for what's right. And now I'm begging all of you, for my own children's future and your family's future, to come together, get organized, get focused, and get aggressive politically, economically, and culturally against this tyranny. Humanity must come together now and stand against this police state takeover. The virus is real. It kills about the same amount as a bad flu. But the fear they've been hyping and the hysteria to stampede you into giving up all your freedoms, that is the giant hoax designed to take out the West economy, designed to punish the West for rejecting globalism.
There's about a minute left on this report. It's at man.video. Our video streams are down. They told us that at the data center, the cable was cut, the fiber optic, so who knows what's happening there. A lot of stuff going on. We still got the audio streams going and the satellite feeds to TV and radio stations, so stay with us and spread those links.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their comb.
confidence, we've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I gotta tell you, folks, this is one hell of an adventure. Toe-to-toe with the fallen one and his one-world government martyr, the beast. It's not coming. It's all here. Forced inoculations are incoming. But we're still here on air because you keep coming back for more. Crank it up. You keep coming back for more, and so do I. Sure do. All right, I've done massive preparation for this show, and it's when I do massive preparation, and there's just incredible news that I tend to spin out of control, and I apologize. We're going to take your phone calls throughout the transmission now. I'm going to give the toll-free number out right now, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that disagree, people that agree. But I want it to be on the lockdown, the martial law, the forced inoculation, the mark of the beast, just the whole insane thing we're in. And how does Trump and how do we get ourselves out of this? 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Now, folks, when I get up here and I tell you there's stuff going on behind the scenes, and then most of the time I never tell you about it, there's reasons you don't hear about it. Those are strategic. Here's just one thing I was dealing with yesterday, and I'm not complaining, but that's why I was getting really angry on air on the rest of this, because look at this headline. Alex Jones' ex-wife rebuffed in bid to gain daughter's custody after he courted COVID-19 at rally. And this is being run all over the United States when it said Jones to have his daughters taken today and emergency court hearing. Well, it didn't happen. And guess why it didn't happen? Before I went out there, I knew there was a Supreme Court ruling in Texas 2 weeks ago that you can't take people's children away in custody battles for police officers, nurses, doctors, telephone company repair people, delivery people, radio host, media people, folks that are deemed essential. So before I went out there, I had the law on my side, but I wasn't sure still what was going to happen, so I did it. So yeah, do I have skin in the game? You better believe I do. But I love the article because the left is freaking out. It says, Jones, who has full custody of his children. I thought I didn't have my children. See, that's the level of deception. That's the level of BS that goes on. And again, it's not just about Alex Jones. It's understanding how these systems operate. I'm sure you saw the news. Jones claims he has a cure to COVID-19 and a treatment. Never said that. Never said anything close to that. But they still run that headline everywhere. Until I've got cousins and people calling going, Alex, do you really have a cure? You're a moral guy. Do you have it? I want it. And I'm like, no, I don't have it. Well, the news says you do. See, people that know me but don't really listen a lot, they know I'm a good guy. So they're calling me. Old friends, old college buddies, old girlfriends. Oh, my God, my mom, you know, she's old. Do you have the cure? And I'm like, no, but the news says you have it. See, they trust the media so little that they think I've really got a cure when the media says I do, because they trust me, not them. But see, that's the level of deception. There's a whole nother lie to it. I didn't say I had a cure or a treatment. Man, this will make your head spin. I mean, this will make your head spin. So all I'm saying is please pray for us, because there's stuff a lot bigger than this I can't tell you about. And they said, it's your final warning. Leave Bill Gates alone. Leave this alone. Back down. Or the SWAT team's coming. And it's not a piston contest. It's not that I'm Mr. Badass or anything. I said, do your worst. Piss up a rope. Fill your hand. I will never abandon ship. Ever. But it doesn't mean the ship won't sink beneath me. So let me just explain to listeners. We're at DEFCON 5. It's not just me. I personally know highest levels of government, highest levels of independent media that's fighting for freedom. And they are having their families threatened. They are being threatened. People are coming to their houses. People are breaking in over their phone lines and death threatening their wives. Almost, most of the people you see at Fox that are good were already not in the Fox building before because of the security issues inside the building. I couldn't imagine if this building was open to you know, the outside, like a Fox News or something. How those people even operate? Well, they don't operate. It's no secret that Tucker lives in Maine. I knew it 2 years before it was even in the news. But it's bad. And I don't say that to go, oh, we're victims. Oh, poor us. No, man, I'm just telling you, we're in damn foxholes. It's like the Alamo. We're sending letters out, you know, on the back of wallpaper saying, help, we're about to be overrun by a group 10 times our size. But victory or death, you know, get this out. I'm just letting you know, man, final dispatches. These should be final dispatches. Now, hopefully we go another 6 months, a year, 2 years. Hopefully sanity comes back in. We turn this around somehow. But I want to explain something to you. We're not in a normal period anymore. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Into the second and third hour, Volskhausen's popping in with his very measured research information as well. But I'm a little behind so far, but I've got to do something here. When we start the next hour, that is so powerful and so important. I'm going to read you three definitions on here of war. And then I'm going to ask you what we're living in today. And then I'm going to get into Zuckerberg on TV saying, state governments asked us to shut down illegal protests. Well, that's not true. Facebook called and did it. They're not illegal. They're protest. And the Supreme Court of Texas has already ruled we can have these protests. You know what happened when Owen Schroeder showed up at about 12 noon on Saturday at the state capitol? And normally you'd have a permit to be up in front of the capitol, so you did it down the street. They had a couple provocateur Antifa dressed up in American flag outfits. We know who they are. Tried to start a fight with cops. The state police saw right through it. Didn't even arrest them. Just shoved them to the side and said, Owen, we can't control this down here. We appreciate what you're doing. So does the governor. Now, this is off record, but on record. They just want to say their names. Please come up in front of the Capitol and we'll protect you from these people. We'll protect. Okay, so that's the Fight Club stuff that's going on here in America. And the Antifa guys trying to attack the state police. It didn't work. People see right through your crap. But that's what it's like now. This is total war for the Republic. If Trump can't get things turned on, I said a month ago, within a month and a half, 2 months, we're done. Most estimates are we're already screwed, blued, and tattooed, and up the creek without a paddle. But it's going to get really bad. You know, I told you I saw an estimate that 2 million are currently starving to death on top of the 10 million going to die this year. Sorry, the UN, the ones that are behind it, now want more money. 30 million starving to death. That's triple the normal number right now. But you're not going to hear about their names. You're not going to hear a damn thing. You're going to hear about 40,000 Americans, and we all candy ass around with our mask and everything else. By the way, people are asking, why are you selling an InfoWars mask, cloth mask, black mask with InfoWars on it, very nice looking mask for men and women, when you're saying this is all pretty much overblown hype? Because if you've got to wear it to go in a store or whatever, getting you ready for the microchip, the conditions to go in a store, you might as well get the word out while you do it, and you can breathe through these better. Because you're not going in stores or anything for 6 months or forever without this. This is the peer pressure. So when the vaccine comes out, and all the forced garbage, people go, hey, do it. We want to get back to work. Now, here's a huge key piece of intel I'm going to cover when we come back. That I'm glad John, the boom operator, brought up, because it was the first thing I was going to cover today when I got up at 6 a.m. and I was reading the news. It reminded me of the fact that I saw a Michael Snyder article on InfoWars.com. And in his headline, he said, as long as we don't overwhelm the hospitals, open the country back up. We did this so the hospitals wouldn't be overwhelmed, because there were going to be millions dying. Now it's 40,000, and they're counting all these old people that died of something else. Think about that. We were told it was for overwhelmed hospitals, and it was only 2 weeks. Now we're a couple months in, they're telling us it's forever. Here's the UN. WHO warns people need to get used to the new way of living and that this will never end. The UN is suddenly world government and our boss. Incredible. Folks, pray for the best, you know, hope for the best, but stuff's getting bad. Prepare for the worst. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're back in stock, ready to ship out to you. For economic collapse and craziness, it's one of those check marks you got to check off. And purchasing it there gets high-quality food that's actually in stock you'll actually get, and it supports the InfoWars. So don't wait. Get storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of items, like Supermel Vitality that's so good, is back in stock. And a lot of these products are 40 to 60% off, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Winter Sun. Get yours while you still can.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.